But then he's Roethlisberger and the problems that he creates, and all the players have said it, so I feel like it's your message this week. He has great ability to extend a play. What can you guys do?
Yeah. I might have said that in the meeting. Coach Fox might have said that in the meetings. Yeah. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. He's been a good player for a long time. He's now a veteran with some time under his belt. You know, at one time he was a young player, but he's always been dangerous. He's got the ability to extend plays with his feet and got the arm strength to throw the ball down the field to some very talented receivers. So and that's not even what they really want to do. They really want to pound you in the run game. So it'll be a good test for our defense.
The idea is just to, be relentless in your pursuit of a guy like that?
You have to. You've got to get people to him, and then you've got to actually get him down. And that's a challenge. You know, it's not easy to do. Certainly, that's the plan everybody goes in with. But the more effective we are in getting that done, the more effective we'll be in slowing their offense.
Last week, Elway told us that Keith Brooking kind of made this roster on reputation. What can we expect out of him? Is he ready to play in a game? And maybe what have you seen out of him or know about him that makes you confident?
Well, I'm going to give you a kind of a bland answer on that one, unfortunately. We're going to expect him to be like everybody else, do their job, whatever role is asked of them, embrace it and play to the best of their ability. And Coach Fox will determine who's up and down and all those situations. But he's getting prepared to help us.
What about Jim Leonard? What did you see out of him in the fourth preseason game when he finally got on the field?
I've got to see a little time with Jimmy. And, he's a heady ball player. He's learning our defense. And kind of similarly, whatever role he ends up being involved in, expect him to go out there and play well and help us. And, we think with both those guys, they're veteran guys that have played a lot of good football in this league and have been a part of good defensive play. And so we're glad to have them.
Do you know what kind of defense you have going into the fourth quarter? Because you haven't had a situation with this defense yet.
Yeah, nobody has at this point. There's not a team in the league that's played four quarters yet. So, that's always the part where you're leaning on preparation, you're leaning on the work that was put in during the offseason in terms of how you arrive to the opener. I think I have a pretty good feel for it, but I'm excited to watch it unfold because, every year is a brand new year with a lot of opportunity. And, I don't take anything for granted, but I'm hopeful that our preparation will translate into solid play, and that's what we're looking for.
How do you tell those guys to prepare differently for a night game as opposed to a noon or 3 p.m. kick?
I don't approach it any differently that way.
Generally speaking, how much different do you expect their offense to be under Haley than it's been through the years?
Well, there are some principal things that the Steeler organization believes in, and I'm sure they'll continue to do some of those things. And then, Todd will have a few thoughts of his own, a few wrinkles and a few fresh ideas that he'll bring. And like all of us, they're trying to utilize the best of their talent, to the best of their ability. And they've got some talent. Again, going into the first game, a little less certainty because you don't know how much they've decided not to show in the preseason. And everybody's hiding something. So you have to prepare yourself to play good, solid, fundamentally sound football. And you have to be able to react. And that's how we're going to approach it. I mean, we're ready to go. And we understand they can go a bunch of different directions. And we have to be prepared to respond.
Are you implying that you have a secret weapon that you're unveiling?
No, I'm not implying that at all.
Would you expect them to do some no-huddle?
It wouldn't surprise me. We're certainly prepared for it. We've seen a lot of it from our own offense all camp, so wouldn't surprise me. But again, we're prepared to go. A lot of different things. You could ask that question about a lot of different approaches to offensive play, and we feel like you have to be prepared for it, and feel like we are.
I was just starting a list.
Yeah, no, that's definitely on the list.